"Alack, good man," she murmured. "Have we not children of our own, that thou must needs bring a changeling to sit by the hearth? And who knows if it will not bring us bad fortune? And how shall we tend it?" And she was wroth against him. "Nay, but it is a star child," he answered. And he told her the strange manner of the finding of it. But she would not be appeased, but mocked at him, and spoke angrily, and cried, "Our children lack bread, and shall we feed the child of another? Who is there who careth for us? And who giveth us food? Nay, but God careth for the sparrows even, and feedeth them," he answered. "Do not the sparrows die of hunger in the winter?" she asked. "And is it not winter now?" And the man answered nothing, but stirred not from the threshold. And a bitter wind from the forest came in through the open door, and made her tremble, and she shivered, and said to him, "Wilt thou not close the door? There cometh a bitter wind into the house, and I am cold." "Into a house where a heart is hard, cometh there not always a bitter wind?" he asked. And the woman answered him nothing, but crept closer to the fire. And after a time she turned round and looked at him, and her eyes were full of tears. And he came in swiftly and placed the child in her arms, and she kissed it, and laid it in a little bed, where the youngest of their own children was lying. And on the morrow the woodcutter took the curious cloak of gold and placed it in a great chest. And a chain of amber that was round the child's neck his wife took, and set it in the chest also.